Let's bow for another word of prayer.
我们低头再有点祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for the wonderful privilege of sitting around this table.
主，我们感谢你，我们何等奇妙的权利，我们坐在你的座子前。
We thank you because every time we partake of the bread and of the cup, we not only remember your love.
主，我们每一次有份于你的饼与杯的时候，我们不单单是纪念你的爱。
But we also remember that Christ is the victor.
我们也纪念我们的主基督就是得胜的。
And that he will soon come again.
因为他要再来。
So we worship you, Lord, before this wonderful table.
主，我们在你的奇妙的桌子的面前，主，我们敬拜你。
And now, Lord, as we have this opportunity to read your word together.
主，当我们有这个机会一同读你的话的时候。
We pray, Lord, would you bless the reading of your word?
主，我们求你祝福我们在你面前在读你的话的时候蒙你的祝福。
Even as we read it, would you speak to our hearts? We pray.
当我们读你的话的时候，求你向我们的心里说话。
We confess that only you have the words of eternal life.
主，我们承认是主，你有永生之道。
So during our time together, would you come, Lord, and speak such living words to each one of our hearts?
主，当我们聚集在你面前的时候，求你降临在我们中间，向我们的心里说话。
Our prayer, Lord, is that through this time we may see you in a clearer way.
主啊，我们所求所愿的是你很清楚的向我们说。
And seeing you, that we may rise up and follow you.
主，当我们看见你的时候的荣面的时候，我们就起来来跟从你。
That is our prayer in Jesus' precious name.
我们是靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Would you turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, please?
我们一同翻到马太福音。
And we want to read this morning a couple of verses all from this Gospel of Matthew.
我们从今天早晨从马太福音读几处的经文。
Starting from the first verse of the gospel.
从这个福音书的第一节，第一章的第一节开始。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
是马太福音的一章一节。
The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
Then in chapter 4,
然后翻到第四章。
Let's read two verses, verses 18 and 19.
第四章的十八、十九节。
Now as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon who was called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
耶稣在加利利的海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”
Then chapter 6, we want to read one verse, that is verse 33.
读六章的三十三节。
Matthew 6:33, But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
马太的六章三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Then in chapter 20 of the gospel,
福音书的二十章。
We would like to read a couple of verses starting from verse 20.
二十章的我们从二十节开始。
Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Jesus with her sons, bowing down and making a request of him. And he said to her, What do you wish? She said to him,Command that in your kingdom these two sons of mine may sit one on your right and one on your left. Verse 22. But Jesus answered, You do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup I am about to drink? They said to him, We are able. Three verses.
那时是比泰儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。耶稣说：“你要什么呢？”他说：“愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。”耶稣回答说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。我将要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？”他们说：“我们能。”
And finally, we want to read from the last chapter in the book, one verse, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
我们念这本书的最后一章的一节，是28章的18节。
Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Well, brothers and sisters, it's such a privilege to be here together.
弟兄姐妹，何等的权利我们可以跟你们在一起。
And especially to be able to remember together our Lord Jesus himself.
特别我们一同纪念主自己。
What a joy that we can remember what a Savior we have, even as we break bread and have the cup.
我们何等的欢乐，我们何等的喜乐的，我们能够一同擘饼纪念他。
As you probably can tell from the verses we read, there is in my heart this desire to share something from the book of Matthew.
当我们刚才读的经文你的清楚，我要从我心里想跟大家分享马太福音。
And part of the reason why I have this in my heart is that in among the saints that I gather together with and have fellowship with, we have been lately considering the theme His kingdom and His righteousness.
因为我们的跟我们的主内我们的亲爱弟兄姐妹一同聚集的时候，常常有一个思想，就是我们是在一同追求他的国，他的义。
And this has been the theme for the last month or month and a half that the saints where I gather with, we've been considering.
这个是大概一个多月的时间我们 的交通里面所大家交通分享的。
Which of course is a quotation from Matthew 6:33 that we just read. Seek ye first.His kingdom and His righteousness.
就是好像刚才我们所念的第六章三十三节，是说我们要先求他的国和他的义。
So as I have been meditating on this theme together with many other saints that have the burden to share in our midst, I of course my heart has been meditating on this matter of the kingdom.
所以我最近在跟圣徒在。分享这些经文的时候，在我心里面有一个负担，就是把这个也跟大家分享。
So I thought I would share with you some of the meditations that something that has been in my heart for the last month or so.
所以我要把我心中这个一个多月来的负担跟大家分享。
As probably anyone that read the Bible, even casually, should know, is that the kingdom.Is one of the great themes in the whole Bible.
当我们不管你怎么念圣经，你都会发觉在圣经里面一个很大的题目，就是国度。
Actually, there is a very famous scholar, biblical scholar, that says that this theme, the kingdom of God, unifies the whole Bible.
有一些圣经的学者说这个题目这个。神的国度是把整本圣经连在一起的。
From Genesis all the way to the end, to Revelation, you can see that there is this thread in the Bible, this theme, the kingdom of God runs throughout the Bible.
我们看到从创世纪一直到启示录，整本圣经是好像一条线的，把这个神的国度也把整本书连在一起。
And of course, the Bible is very clear in presenting God as the sovereign of this universe.
我们从圣经的很清楚的告诉我们的信息就是我们的神是整个宇宙的他是主权。
But in his sovereignty, he decided to create man and somehow to delegate his authority to man.
他叫着他的主权，他创造了 人类，但是他把他的主权交给他所造的人。
Man was created in God's intention to be an agent in his kingdom.
因为人在神被神所造，照着他的旨意，他要在他的国度里面成为一个代表。
On the one hand, we were created, we were supposed to submit ourselves to the sovereign, to God, of course.
我们被造的一方面，我们要顺服这个他的主权，他的权柄。
But on the other hand, God also intended that man would exercise authority in behalf of the king.
另外一方面，神也期待我们来照着他所赐给我们的权柄来执行这个权柄。
So you must remember that in the account in Genesis of man's creation, God says, "Let us make man."
我们看着创世纪里面所记载的他说让我们造人。
And not only that, he says, "And let him have dominion."
他要管理。
Let man rule over the beast, over the fish, and you have the list.
叫他管理天上的飞鸟，海中的鱼，地上的走兽。
Of course, we know that when man fell, he failed in his mission towards God.
我们看见人类的失败是失败在他对神的那个使命。
But God never gave up his original intention.
但是神没有把他原来的旨意，他没有放弃。
Actually, he has been working since the fall of man to restore and even to further that original intention.
实在他从人类堕落以后，他就一直开始工作到现在。
And of course, the Bible is a relatively lengthy book, and you have all the development of God's works towards that goal in the Bible.
我们看见圣经所描述的是很详细的，很周详的，但是看见神的一直在做工，做到如今。
But isn't it true and wonderful that at the very end of the Bible, the final scene in the Bible, you have God and the Lamb on the throne of the New Jerusalem.
我们看见很奇妙的神的在圣经的末后讲到他的一切的终结，就是神与羔羊坐在宝座上。
And not only God and the Lamb, but the redeemed are there, and there is this little phrase, and they, the redeemed, will reign forever and forever.
不单是神与羔羊坐在宝座上，而且这被赎的一切受造都在他的国度里面掌权。
So the Bible not only begins with the kingdom, it ends with the picture of the consummation of God's kingdom.
不单神的话从圣经的开头讲到国度，而且到终结的时候书的末了的时候讲到这个国度怎么完成。
And as someone said, in between the beginning and the end, you have the development of God's work towards the consummation of that kingdom.
我们看见从开头做到末了的中间的阶段，看见神的工作，他的一直做达成他心意到完成的地步。
Maybe by now you're okay. What all this has to do with the book of Matthew?
你可能现在就想这一切跟马太福音有什么关系呢？
Well,as you probably know, we have four Gospels.
你知道我们有四本的福音书。
And each Gospel presents the Lord Jesus from a different angle, so to speak.
我们可以看见每一本福音书都是对主耶稣的一种不同的描述。
Each Gospel will emphasize a different aspect of the Lord Jesus.
每一本福音书都是着重主的某一方面。
You know, if you have to describe something that is very simple, a simple statement about that simple thing is enough, right? You can describe it.
如果你要形容一样东西，你很简单的一句就可以把它描述出来。
But if the object that you're trying to describe is something very rich, very full, you need multiple angles to fully comprehend what you're trying to present and describe.
如果一样事情是很非常的丰富的话，你就要用不同的角度来完全的把这个事情完全描述出来。
So if you think as an illustration of an architect that has a wonderful building in his mind.
就是好像一个建筑师有一个很奇特的一个很奇妙的建筑物在他的心中。
You know that a single drawing cannot present the whole building, right?
只有一幅单单一幅图画不能把整个这个建筑物表达出来。
He or she will have multiple drawings, maybe one that shows the facade of the building.
可能他需要几幅的图画，可能一幅是看见这个图画的这个建筑物的表面。
And another drawing concentrates on the back and another on the sides of the building and so forth.
另外还有图画要看见它的侧面，看见它的后面。
And so that's the picture of why we have four gospels.
就好像我们为什么我们有四本福音书。
Because our Lord Jesus, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead.
就是因为我们这主耶稣就是神一切的丰盛住在他里面。
All treasures of wisdom and of knowledge are in him, says Paul.
一切的丰富一切的智慧知识都住在他里面。
How rich is this person?
这一位是何等的丰盛的一位。
It transcends human language to describe that.
是超过我们人的语言所能描述的。
And Paul again speaks of the unsearchable riches of Christ.
就好像保罗所说的基督的那测不透的丰富。
See, a single account of this person, even of his life on earth, wouldn't be enough.
就是一个记录他在地上的生活也不是不足够的。
So we have four accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
所以我们有四个不同的记载，有马太、马可、路加、约翰的记载。
And each one is emphasizing a specific aspect of the Lord Jesus.
每一本福音书强调有关主耶稣的某一方面。
There is no contradiction in the accounts.
他们所记载的是没有任何的冲突。
It's just different emphasis.
这是不同的强调。
So Matthew will present the Lord Jesus as the King.
因为马太要显出主耶稣就是那一位王君王。
Mark presents our Lord Jesus as the servant of God, the perfect servant.
马可把耶稣显出来是神的仆人。
Luke will concentrate on the Lord Jesus as the Son of Man.
路加强调主耶稣是人子。
That's what man was supposed to be.
让我们看见人应该有的样子。
Do you want to know what's a perfect man? Look at the Lord Jesus.
你要看一个怎么样的是一个完全人，你要看主耶稣就看到了。
Sorry, especially as presented in the Gospel of Luke.
尤其是在路加福音所显出来的。
And John finally presents our Lord Jesus as the Son of God.
然后最后约翰显示主耶稣他就是神的儿子。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was himself God, a divine person.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，他原来与神同在。
Well, but our theme now, right now, we want to concentrate on the kingdom of God, right?
现在我们的主题就着重在神的国。
And if we want to understand the kingdom, we need to understand the king.
如果我们要来明白、神的国，我们首先要明白、这位、国的王。
The kingdom derives its character from the king of the kingdom.、
国度要从、这个国度里面的王的性情里面所得出他的、特点。
Now, there is no attempt here in this hour that we have together or so to go over the whole gospel of Matthew.、it's beyond my capacity. I must confess.、
我们没有意思在这个短短的时间、我们能够、把、马太福音的整本、完全 的 读完、我没有这个意思。
But I like to use this time to meditate together on some aspects, some key points in the gospel of Matthew that present the Lord Jesus as the king of his kingdom.
但是我们要用这个短短的时间我们来思想、到底我们的主耶稣是我们这个国度的王。
Before I do that, allow me just to I hopefully can impress upon you something that to me is very, very precious and important.
首先、详细之前我要、给你一个、特别给你留下一个印象，就是、有对我来讲是非常之宝贵的。
So, I don't know if you ever thought about that, but isn't something quite wonderful that the whole New Testament, right, that is going to speak about our Lord Jesus, opens with a book that emphasizes the Lord Jesus as King?
你有没有想到 一件非常奇妙的事，就整一这个新约的圣经是用一本书开始，这本书强调的是我们的主是王。
You know, there is certainly God's sovereignty behind even the arrangements of the books in the Bible, the way we have them ordered. Make no mistake, God's sovereign hand is even behind those little details.
就算整本圣经的、前后次序的安排也有神的主权的手在其中。
And it's no accident or mistake that the very first book that opens the New Testament is the book that presents our Lord Jesus as the King.
所以整本圣经尤其是新约圣经的开始是开用一本、描述耶稣为王的一本书的开始是不是偶然的事情。
You know, most scholars think that if you are going to order the Gospels chronologically, the first you should have is Mark and not Matthew.
如果有些、有些圣经的学者说如果你照着时间的顺序来编排的话应该是马可福音开始的。
There seems to be substantial evidence that Mark is the first one that was written.
因为如果你照时间的话、马可福音是第一本写成的福音书。
But it's not Mark that ended up as the first one in the New Testament.
但是结果、马可福音却不是、新约、福音书的开始。
Or if you try to think in other criteria on how to order these books, maybe with humans as we are, we could think, well,、you know, the book of Luke is the one that presents the Lord Jesus as the perfect man.、
你可能用人的想象怎么到底怎么、编排、这些福音书的次序，可能你想应该是路加福音、说到他是一个完全的人。
And not only that, the book of Luke presents the Lord Jesus as the one who came to seek the ones that were lost, us.
但是、路加福音也说到、主耶稣 也是那一位，他来的目的是寻找我们这些世上的人，就是我们。
There is an emphasis in the Gospel of Luke on the grace of God through our Lord Jesus, the perfect man coming to rescue lost men and women.
路加福音所着重的 是说到、神的恩典，他是要来寻找我们这些世上的人，世上的一切的人。
So if you think from the point of view of our experience of the Lord or our need, you would think that well maybe Luke should come first, right? Because it's the gospel where the Lord is saving the lost ones.
如果你从我们的经验，从我们的需要来看的话，可能你着重于路加福音，因为路加福音是说到主来寻找我们这些世上的人。
And somehow that's how our experience of the Lord begins, right? We are saved by wonderful grace.
就好像我们的对主的经验，因为因着他的恩典，我们蒙拯救。
But no, brothers and sisters, in God's sovereignty, the first gospel wasn't Mark, it wasn't Luke, it was the gospel of Matthew.
所以照着神的主权却不是如此，乃是神要不是让马可福音或是路加福音成为福音书的第一本。
I cannot help but feel that there is something very important in that very simple fact.
照着这个事实，我想到应该是这样。
In the divine estimation, the first thing that we need to know, the most important fact that we need to know in our Christian lives, is the Lord Jesus as our King.
所以照着神所安排神的主权，叫我们所认知的，所知道的，我们要认识我们的主，首先我们要认识他是来为王。
Or listen again to this verse so famous, Matthew 6, verse 33.
我们再回想到这个很出名的经节马太的六章三十三节。
Seek ye first what? His kingdom and his righteousness.
你们要先求什么呢？乃是求他的国，他的义。
Brothers and sisters, everything our Lord Jesus ever said is important and relevant.
因为弟兄姐妹主每一句主所说的都是很重要的，都是有关系的。
But if he says that there is something that we ought to seek first, that has to be very, very important.
如果主的话明明告诉我们这个是你们要先求的，实在是意思叫我们知道这是非常重要的事情。
We cannot give ourselves the luxury to neglect if the Lord says, seek something first.
如果主照这样说，你要先求这个，这个不是让我们照着我们的意思来想。
And what is that something?
这个我们先求的是什么呢？
His kingdom and his righteousness.
是他的国与他的义。
In other words,We ought to learn how to submit ourselves to our King.
换句话说，我们就是要顺服我们的王。
We have to learn somehow to live by the principles of His kingdom.
我们所要学习的，要学习照着我们的君王的一个原则来生活。
We have to learn how to treat one another, brothers and sisters.By the principles of that kingdom is a big part of it.
我们要照着这个天国的原则来对待我们的肢体，我们的弟兄姐妹。
So listen again to the words of our Savior. Seek ye first His kingdom.
我们要听到我们的救主所对我们说的话，就是要先求他的国，他的义。
I hope the Lord can really impress upon our hearts.The importance, how vital is this matter of His kingdom?
所以盼望主很深刻的让我们有一个印象，我们要求什么是最重要的，是他的国，他的义。
Now, I don't want to go, and I cannot go actually through the whole book of Matthew.
当然我不能完全的来读整本的马太福音。
But Lord willing, I would like to.Try to go over certain events in that book that demonstrate how this book is emphasizing our Lord Jesus as God's King.
我们就是要从马太福音的一些事件里面，我们看到神为什么让我们的主耶稣是我们的王。
Actually, you can see the emphasis on the Lord as King in this book.From two point of views.
我们可以看到马太福音怎么从两方面来着重他是我们的王。
One, we can look at the stories, at the events that are recorded in this book.
我们看见在历史的记载方面来告诉我们。
And when we look carefully at the stories that Matthew put together in his book, you can see clearly how his main point is to present the Lord Jesus as the King.
我们看见马太怎么样把马太福音写出来，是看见他是怎么样着重于把主耶稣是王的这个信息表明出来。
The other way we can see the Lord Jesus as King in Matthew is not just through the stories recorded in the Gospel, but also through the teaching of the Lord Jesus Himself that is recorded in Matthew.
不单单是照着马太所记载的故事，也照着他从主的教训里面看见他是王。
If you read carefully the teaching of the Lord Jesus as recorded in this gospel, you cannot miss, it's unmistakable that there is an emphasis on the Lord Jesus as the King of His kingdom.
我们从马太所记载主的教训，他的讲论方面，所看见他所告诉我们的，就是关于他的国度，而是告诉我们他就是一个国的王。
So we would like in these few minutes that we have together to go over both some events in the story recorded in Matthew and also in some parts of the teaching of the Lord. And by the grace of the Lord, try to see the emphasis, the burden behind this book of Matthew.
我们从这个福音书的记载和主的教导里面，我们看见怎么样他强调他所要告诉我们的信息。
I feel that the very first way that Matthew is by the Holy Spirit presenting the Lord Jesus as King is by the sequence of events that open the book.
我们看见圣灵感动马太是利用他用一个事情的顺序来开始这本福音书。
The very first verse of the whole book is establishing the Lord Jesus genealogy.
从 马太福音第一章第一节的开始就建立这个信息。
And before going through the genealogy in detail, he establishes the point in the very first statement.
第一句他从他的家谱里面就表明他的身份。
Verse 1:1 again, the record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah,The son of David.
从第一句讲第一节就讲到他这个耶稣基督的家谱，他是亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙。
And just through that phrase, you know that this book is about presenting the Lord Jesus as King.
我们从这里开始他所介绍这位耶稣就是王。
We know that David in the Old Testament is such an important figure.
我们知道在旧约里面大卫是一个很重要的人物。
Actually, in the book of Acts, Paul by the Holy Spirit says that this is the man that God says that is according to his heart.
所以在使徒行传里面保罗受圣灵感动说到大卫的时候，他说他是一个合神心意的人。
We know that doesn't mean that David is perfect, of course.
当然我们不是说大卫是一个完全人。
However, the Holy Spirit somehow used David as the standard of a king in type.
但是我们知道圣灵则用大卫来做一个王的一个代表。
So when you read the book of Kings and the books of Chronicles,
如果我们念历王记跟历代记的时候，
there is always a very interesting phrase that occurs over and over and over.
我们看见一个奇句常常提到的一直提到的。
Every king in both books of Kings and both books of Chronicles, every king is measured by the standard of David.
我们看见在历代记跟历王记两四本书他们都用大卫来他们描述所有的王都以大卫为标准。
So when a king wasn't that good, you see that the Holy Spirit makes a comment. He says, well, and that king didn't behave or act as his father David.
如果一个王的他是不太好的话，圣灵就用这个词句说，他是不像大卫的样子。
And on the other hand, when a king walked in a way that was pleasing to the Lord, the Holy Spirit makes the comment, and that king walked according to his father David.
但是如果一个王是好的话，他就是说，他在耶和华面前行走像大卫一样。
David becomes the standard of what a king is.
大卫就成了一个王的应有的一个标准。
And of course, the Holy Spirit has promised to David that one day he would have a son that would sit in his throne forever and ever.
当然，神应许大卫，他有一位后裔，坐在他的宝座上直到永远。
We know that this prophecy could never refer to Solomon.
当然这个预言不可以说应用在所罗门身上。
Solomon had a very prosperous reign, but it lasted 40 years. That's it.
虽然他说他的王朝是非常的兴旺发达，但是他只是维持几十年。
So the prophecy and promise that God has given David about one of his sons can only be fulfilled in Messiah, in Christ himself.
但是神给大卫的预言那个应许只可以成就在一个在弥赛亚的身上。
And in his very opening statement, it is almost as if Matthew is saying to us, I'm going to speak about Jesus Christ and he is the king.He is the son of David.
所以马太一开始他开头就介绍到大卫的儿子，说到耶稣。
And if you read the very opening of the book, the first chapters of the book of Matthew, there you have that royal, that kingly characteristic being impressed over and over.
你从马太福音的开头就说就很强调到他做王的这个身份。
So for instance, among the four Gospels, Matthew is the only one that tells us of the story of those wise men from the east coming and seeking for the king.
所以我们从四本福音书里面只有在马太福音里面说到这个东方的博士来寻找那个生来要做王的。
Chapter 2 of Matthew presents us, the king was born.
马太的第二章说到王的诞生。
And how about chapter 3?
第三章呢?
Probably if you're not that familiar, that's fine. I just want to mention briefly this.And then we'll get back to my main point. But chapter 3, you have John the Baptist. All of a sudden, he appears in the wilderness preaching.
我们看见第三章忽然有一个施洗约翰在旷野里面出现来传道。
And this is the way the Holy Spirit sums up his preaching.
这里圣灵把他的传道做一个总结。
That is...Matthew 3 verse 2, Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
就是他说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
In a sense, John the Baptist is the forerunner of the king.
我们看见施洗约翰是王的先锋。
He is the messenger that is sent in advance of the king himself that is coming behind him.
所以他是一个王的，他在王的一个使者，那个王在他的跟着后面来。
And he is essentially telling people, get ready, the king is coming.
所以他很重要的是叫人预备好，因为王要来了。
The kingdom is at hand.
因为天国近了。
Repent.
你们应当悔改。
There must be a correspondent spiritual preparation if you're going to meet the king. That is what he's telling people.
这个就是他要告诉人，如果你要人界这个王的话，你心里面要有准备。
And that's why he says, repent.
所以他说你们要悔改。
And immediately after you have that presentation of John the Baptist, The Lord Jesus himself, he appears in the scene.
然后他把主耶稣引进来，你就看见主的出现。
He goes to John the Baptist.
他来到施洗约翰那里。
And as we know, John not only preached, but he also baptized people.
我们都知道施洗约翰不但是传道，而且他也施洗。
So when he said repent and people accepted that message, they went to be baptized as an external token that they were really repenting.
所以他们听到这个他的信息要悔改，他们就来到他面前接受他的施洗，从外面的有一个悔改的表征。
And to our surprise, our Lord Jesus himself, he goes to John the Baptist and he asks to be baptized.
很奇怪的，我们的主也来到施洗约翰的跟前，他要受施洗约翰的洗。
Of course, John, he immediately sensed that something was not quite right about this person, Jesus, the king himself, asking to be baptized.
当然，施洗约翰有一个心里面有一个不一样的感觉，就觉得这个来到他跟前的是王，怎么他要来受我的洗呢？
John says to him, wait a second, I am the one that has to be baptized by you. And you're asking me to baptize you?
所以施洗约翰心里面说 我应该是受你的洗，为什么你来到我的跟前要受我的洗呢？
And the Lord Jesus tells him, okay, let it be this way, because we must fulfill our righteousness.
但是主对他说，我们应当如此，要成全一切的义。
And in a sense, what our Lord Jesus is doing is already pointing to his going to the cross.
这里让我们感觉到主所要指明的是他要往十字架前去。
Here is one that has nothing to repent of. Here is one that when he is baptized, the heavens open and say, this is my beloved son. I am well pleased in him.
但是他就是哪一位，他不需要悔改的哪一位，因为他受洗以后，他天就开了，神要说，这是我的爱子，他是我所喜悦的。
And yet, he's going down to the waters as all the other sinners.
但是他就像其他的罪人一样进到河里面。
But isn't it true that that's exactly what our Lord Jesus did on the cross for you and for me?
这不是告诉我们这个就是主为我们所做的，就是他为我们上了十字架。
The righteous one, the perfect one, the sinless one suffered on that cross for sinners, for unrighteous, for cursed people as we.
就是哪一位义的，哪一位没有罪的，反而为我们上了十字架担当我们的罪。
And in that day when the Lord Jesus is being baptized, that is the opening of his ministry.
因为当主耶稣被受洗那一天开始，就是开始了他的服事。
And that very act that opens his ministry points to what is his great mission to be accomplished in his ministry.
这个他受洗的动作就开始了他的服事，开始了他的工作。
He is the king.
他是王。
He is the one that is completely pleasing to the Father.
他是哪一位完全讨神喜悦的哪一位。
And yet, he takes the place of sinners to save them.
但是他却代替我们罪人的地位。
In the very day of his baptism, that is very clear that that is what his ministry is going to be all about.
所以当他受浸的哪一天开始，就告诉我们他的使命完全到底是怎么一回事。
And if you don't remember, I'll refresh your memory. When our Lord Jesus is baptized, the Holy Spirit comes down like a dove and remains upon our Lord Jesus.
如果你不记得的话，你要看到主耶稣受浸的一刹那，他圣灵就是好像鸽子一样 降在他的身上，而且住在他的身上。
For the first time in human history, the Holy Spirit can come upon a man and remain upon a man.
是人类的历史里面第一件事，从哪次开始，圣灵降临到人的身上，而且是居住在人的身上。
Well, it is true that in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come down upon certain people.
当然在旧约里面也很真实的，圣灵也降在人的身上。
But it was always something temporary.
但这个是只是一些暂时的。
The Holy Spirit would empower a David or a Samson.Or a Samuel for a specific work at hand, and when the work was done, the Holy Spirit had to retreat again.
就好像圣灵加力量给大卫、给参孙、给撒母耳，但是这个服侍完了以后，他圣灵就离开。
But here is one upon whom the Holy Spirit can come as a dove and remain upon him.
但是这里有一位圣灵，好像鸽子一样。降在他的身上，而住在他里面。
See, he is the Christ.
你看见这个就是基督。
He is the Messiah.
他就是那个弥赛亚。
You know, the word Messiah is the Hebrew word and Greek, and the Christ is the Greek word, but the same idea.
弥赛亚就是这个希腊字基督的希伯来文。
And the translation for both Messiah and Christ is simply the anointed one.
希腊字基督弥赛亚的希腊希伯来文就是那个受膏者的意思。
Oh, when the Holy Spirit came down, He is like that anointing coming upon the Lord Jesus and demonstrating He is indeed the Christ. He is the anointed one.
所以当圣灵降到他身上的时候，他就是哪一位受膏者。
And look at his ministry that is described after that. Don't we see divine character in every deed that our Lord Jesus ever did, in every word that ever was uttered from his mouth?
所以当我们看见他的受膏以后，看见他的工作，看见他的服事都是完全的不一样。
He is a man full of the Spirit of God.And everything he does is so divine, so gracious, so loving.
因为他满了圣灵充满，他所做的是那么神圣的，那么超绝神圣的。
You know, back in the Old Testament, only three types of persons would be ever anointed.
在旧约里面只有三种不同的人是受膏的。
Only high priests would be anointed.
只有大祭司是受膏的。
Prophets would also be anointed.
先知也是受膏的。
And finally, kings would be anointed.
最后君王是受膏的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in his person, he combines the three offices.
但是我们的主耶稣他的地位，他的这个人是承受了三种的职分。
Prophet, priest, and king.
先知祭司王。
And what happens immediately after the Lord Jesus is baptized and anointed by the Holy Spirit?
所以当主耶稣被圣灵浇灌受膏以后，他立刻做什么呢？
That's the end of chapter 3, right? And then you have chapter 4 of Matthew, which is his temptation, right?
就是第三章的最后，然后开始第四章就说他受到他的被试探。
And our Lord Jesus meets the enemy of the race.
我们的主耶稣遇到我们的仇敌。
He meets Satan.
他遇到撒旦。
And as someone said, is the exact opposite of that encounter of Satan in the beginning with Adam, with Eve and Adam.
这个就是说到有人说这个跟撒旦遇到亚当夏娃的时候，这个完全相对的情形。
In the Garden of Eden, in perfect conditions, everything ideal, man fell.
在伊甸园里面，一个完全完美的情形里面，但是人类堕落失败了。
But oh, on that wilderness, the worst conditions, after being fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, our Lord Jesus defeats the enemy.
但是在、完全、不一样的情形，在旷野里面、在 很不好的环境里面，他、节食40天以后，但是他打败了撒旦。
He is the one that is binding the strong man. And because he bound the strong man, he can take the spoils. Even you and I that were captives to the enemy.
所以、他就是来为、捆绑的、强盗的，他把我们这些、被掳的人释放出来。
Now I want to remind you of one thing. Remember the story of David.
我们、要记得、大卫的故事。
Because that's how we see how he, our Lord Jesus, is indeed David's greater son.、
我们就是、从这个看见我们的主就是、大卫的儿子。
You remember when David appears for the first time in the book of Samuel?He appears in the house of his father, right?
你们、记得当、大卫出现的时候是他在他的父亲的家里。
In chapter 16 of 1 Samuel. And then Samuel goes there with a mission from the Lord. Okay, I have a king in the house of Jesse. Find the king there.
我们看见、撒母耳上的16章里面、撒母耳到、耶西的家里面要高、高一个王。
And you remember the story as all the sons go and okay,that's it. None of them is the king. Don't you have any more sons?
所以你们都记得他所有的儿子都经过了，但是他问你还有没有其他的儿子啊？
Well, there is that little one, but who cares about him? He's taking care of sheep. He is not that, you know, useful. Okay, let's bring him. Well,
只有一个小小的，我们都不理他的，不理会他的，好的，把他带来好了。
And you remember how that day David was anointed as king.
我们记得就是在当天、大卫被受膏为王。
In a sense, it's a secret anointing.
就可以说是一个、一个受膏的秘密。
He was not presented to the whole nation that day, right?
因为他不是、在整个以色列国之前被受膏。
Even as in baptism,Our Lord Jesus is being anointed for his ministry, but it's not a demonstration that he's king for the whole nation or the whole world. It's something private.
就是好像主耶稣受浸的时候，只是一个、私下的一个动作、不是、宣告向全国宣告。
But let's go back to David. That was his anointing, is 1 Samuel chapter 16. But what happens in 1 Samuel chapter 17?
所以我们看见、在撒母耳记上16章、大卫受膏，但是在17章却发生什么事呢？
Oh, there is this big enemy. And who can deal with that big enemy? No.
这是他的很大的仇敌，谁能够、对付这个、大的仇敌呢？
Who can face Goliath?
谁能面对这个哥利亚呢？
Everybody knows, if I go there, I'm dead meat, that's it.
如果有人说、他要去的话，这是一定死定了。
But is that anointed king that the Lord uses to defeat that big enemy?
但是、神却用这个受膏的、去、打败这个大的仇敌。
Brothers and sisters, who of us could ever meet Satan, the enemy of the race, and be an overcome and prevail?
弟兄姐妹，我们 有谁能面对这个大的仇敌能够胜过他呢？
Only our king can do that.
只有我们的君王才能够。
And his victory, even that day, is for you and for me.
只有他的得胜，他能够为我们来得胜。
If today we can live a life in victory, it's only because he won the battle. He won, he triumphed, even as we sang today.
我们今天能够过得胜的生活，就是因为哪一天、他、为我们得胜，胜过仇敌。
He is the victor over every foe.
因为他是来为、胜过一切仇敌的得胜者。
Well, this is our king, brothers and sisters.、
弟兄姐妹，这个是我们的君王。
Of course, we're running out of time, and I'm just not even in half of what I would like to say. But、in any way...
当然我们、还没有说到一半，时间就差不多、够了。
Let me share one more instance. Maybe, Lord willing, we can continue with the teaching aspect that I would like to share.
所以我再跟大家分享多一点你要再进到他的讲论教训。
But before going to the teaching aspect, there is one more story in the Gospel of Matthew that I feel that in a very forceful way presents the Lord Jesus as the King.
所以在讲到他教训以前他所发生的一件事是很有力的说到他自己爵位到底是什么地位。
And of course, that's the story that we read of how the mother of John and James went to talk to the Lord Jesus.
我们看见一个事件就是约翰跟雅各的母亲去跟耶稣说话。
You know, most scholars think that the John and James, they're cousins of the Lord Jesus.
很多学者说这个约翰与雅各是耶稣的表兄弟。
And of course, this is auntie going to the nephew and say, I have a special request to ask. Would you give it to me?
当然他的母亲就是耶稣的姑姑来有一个特别的要求带到他面前。
Would you allow, would you grant my two sons to be, you know, one at your right and one at your left in your kingdom?
在你的国里面要不要赐给我两个儿子，一个坐在你的左边，一个坐在你的右边？
You know, brothers and sisters, this is a wonderful story, I feel, because it corrects our understanding about what the kingdom is all about.
这个非常奇妙的故事它更正我们对天国的一个看法。
When we read the Gospels, you cannot miss it. All the time, those 12 disciples, they're fighting with one another because they want to know who is the greatest and the most important.
我们读四本福音书也看到十二个门徒常常在争闹，因为他们要知道谁为大。
And isn't it true that that is our human concept?Of what is to be a king, of what is to be great.
你知道这些都是我们人的本性，我们要为大，要为王。
If everyone is serving me and I clap my hands and I have someone, you know, doing something nice to me, okay, I'm a powerful king, right?
如果我是王，有人来服侍我，我拍拍手，就有人来做我所要做的，是多么好。
That's our human concept. And those two brothers, they ask mommy, hey, mommy, you better ask for us, right? Asking that we can sit at his, you know, right side. So we are the best ones in his kingdom.
这个就是我们人的要求，就好像这两兄弟所要求的是他要接着他的母亲去向主求他们所要的。
But in that wonderful story, our Lord shows us what the true proof of a king is.
但是主却很却告诉我们到底什么是真实的来证明谁是王呢？
Kingship does not consist in projecting greatness to others.
做王呢不是像我们所认知的是怎么伟大。
The Lord says, can you drink the cup that I am about to drink?
但是主却说你能喝我所喝的杯吗？
You remember that in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord says, Father, if possible, pass this cup from me, but not my will, but thy will be done.
你记不记得主在克西马里园他所向神求的话如果可能你把这杯撤去，但是不是叫我的意思，乃是叫你的意思。
The cup for our Lord Jesus was the will of the Father.
因为耶稣所接过来的杯就是神的旨意。
And that is the proof of real kingship. Is the will of God going to be fulfilled fully without suffering damage in your life, in my life?
这个就是很证明这个王的做王的身份。这是神的旨意完全的接着他来完成。
And the Lord tells his disciples, okay, I can grant you this, you can drink that cup.
所以主就许他们说你们可以喝这杯。
And we know that one day, by the grace of God, both John and James, the will of God was fully realized, even to death in his life, in their lives.
我们知道有一天靠着神的恩典，约翰跟雅各是照着神丰盛的恩典，他是照着神的旨意来喝这杯。
That is what proves kingship.
这个是要证明那个王的地位。
That is royal character. Is the will of God what matters the most in your life, in my life?
就是我们的证明我们的什么做王的，就是神的旨意在我们的生命中，在你跟我的生命中。
Well, brothers and sisters, this is our king.
弟兄姐妹，这个是我们的君王。
But thank the Lord, because we, who deserve nothing but hell, and are saved by wonderful grace, we are being called to partake in his kingdom.
我们这些原来不配的人，却神呼召我们，要拣选我们来有份于他的国。
We are being called to be his disciples. That's the calling that we read in chapter 4, right? Come after me, and I'll make you fisher of men.
这个就好像第四章告诉我们的，我们是一般蒙召的人，我们蒙召为门徒，就好像那里他呼召他的门当日他呼召他的门徒一样。
It's interesting, I didn't read the context, but if you read the verse prior to that story, the Lord Jesus himself, not John the Baptist, now the Lord himself was saying, repent because the kingdom is at hand.
如果我们在念是他呼召以前所说的，不是施洗约翰所说的话，乃是主自己也说这样，你们要悔改，因为天国近了。
And immediately after that, he calls Peter and Andrew.Come after me, and I'll make a fisher of men.
然后他呼召彼得跟安德烈，叫他们得人鱼如得鱼。
And then he calls John and James.
然后他呼召约翰雅各。
But you see the discipleship, which is this calling. You know, they're being called to be disciples, to follow him. Discipleship is the calling of the kingdom.
你看见门徒的呼召是这个国度的呼召，当他呼召他们是要他们成为门徒。
We who do not deserve anything but hell, now are not only saved by wonderful grace, but we are being called to follow the King.
我们这些不配的人，我们不单是被拯救，从死亡里面被拯救出来，但是我们也被呼召成为他的门徒。
What is discipleship, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹，什么是成为门徒呢？
To put it very simply, discipleship is when the character of the King is being incorporated, formed in our lives.
门徒的训练就是把这个王的品格成型在我们的身上，我们的心里。
That is the kingdom.
这就是国度。
It's not how much authority, how much importance I project, but the real question is how much of the king's character is being formed in me.
不是说有什么权力，有什么威严，而是那个王的性情有多少成型在我们的心里面。
Am I living by the principles of the kingdom?
我们是不是活在王的原则里面呢？
Where are those principles?
这个什么这些原则在哪里呢？
Well, there is one special place in this very book that presents you the most complete set of principles of what the kingdom is about, and that's called the Sermon on the Mount.
我们看见在这个福音书里面很完整的说到我们的国度的需要，就是在第五章所说的那个八福在山上的教训。
Matthew 5, 6 and 7.
马太福音的五章、六章跟七章。
No wonder that the whole sermon begins with blessed are the poor in spirit, because theirs is the kingdom of heavens.
因为整本整个山上的教训是圣灵的浇灌在这是关于整本的福音书。
And that wonderful sermon is just describing what the life of our King is like.
这个山上的教训讲到我们的王的生命是怎么样的生命。
You know, let me clear this as we close this time. Let me make it very clear. You and I will never, ever, in a thousand years, be ever able to get to half of that sermon by ourselves.
很清楚的，等下给我们看见，我们就算我们有一千年，也不能达到这个山上教训的一半。
But everything that is in that sermon is the life of the King himself that was given to you and to me when we were saved.
当然在这个山上的教训讲到这个王的生命，他是因为我们被他拯救的缘故，他把这个生命赏赐给我们。
Now our wonderful calling and privilege is to follow our King and allow that character, that heavenly, wonderful character to be developed, to grow in us.
我们的呼召，我们的权利，就是让我们跟随顺服这位王，让他的王的品格发展在我们的身上。
Are we living such a life?
我们是不是活出这样的生命呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is our calling.
弟兄姐妹，这个是我们的呼召。
And if we don't live according to our calling, you know, at the end of the day, it is us that are, we are the miserable ones.
如果我们不照着这个呼召来活出来的话，对我们来讲，我们是那个何等的悲惨的情形。
So as we close this time, let's remember again together. Seek ye first his kingdom.
所以我们结束，我们要记住这个，我们要先求他的国，他的义。
May the Lord challenge us, even impress upon our hearts this desire to say, Lord, let your kingly character be formed in me.
我们让我们的主把这个印上印到我们的心里面，让他的皇的品格印在我们的心里面。
Let me live by that wonderful life that is your kingly life.
让我们活出这个奇妙的生命，这个做王的生命。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
我们结束有点祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for wonderful grace that was shown to us.
主，我们感谢你，你给我们的何等奇妙的恩典。
Oh, the King of Kings suffering on a tree.
我们的万王之王却在木头上受苦。
Not only to save us, but even to call us to this kingdom.
不但拯救了我们，也呼召我们进入这个国度里面。
We pray, Lord, that your wonderful love may touch each one of our hearts today.
愿主的爱摸着我们每一个人的心。
And that we may respond to this wonderful calling to follow after you.
好让我们回应你的呼召，我们来跟从你。
And to allow that kingly life to be developed in us.
让这个作王的生命在我们里面被成全。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。阿门。